This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups offense episode for the offense. And joining me, as always, is my friend and co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had a real good defensive matchup show talking about if Nate Wiggins is going to travel with Jefferson and the matchup we'll see with Humphrey and Addison on the other side. And then also looking to see if the Ravens could take advantage of inexperienced quarterback and bring some pressure up front, up the middle with either blitz or stunt looks.
Lots of opportunity there against a quarterback like McCarthy. Really does not like traffic around his feet and lets the ball sail a little bit, kind of screams out loose bracket coverage to me by some of the safeties, and they should really be hunting for interceptions this week. So we'll see if that works out as hoped for. The Ravens will have to do some things to scheme up coverage, I believe, on both Jefferson and Addison, who are outstanding receivers, and each of them presents a different kind of a threat to the Ravens. But I am expecting this will be a game where Wiggins will not travel. We talked about that a little bit, and probably stay on opposite the X receiver at right corner. I expect that's what we'll see for this game. You never know, I guess, but that's what I would be looking forward to. Let's start with the offense items here. I think the most important to start with is the Ravens run game versus the Minnesota front seven. The Vikings interior defensive linemen are not particularly effective as a group. They're not also particularly large as a group, and not like the Ravens. The Ravens will stick four nose tackles out there in a game and see if you can try and run on them. Not at once, they won't do it, but they'll move from two nose tackles to two different nose tackles when they rotate. The Vikings have some undersized guys. One of their players is 291 and is taking a lot of three tech and five tech snaps. So that's a guy you could potentially run at and have Ricard be a significant advantage against. Their edge setters, Van Ginkle and Grenard, have both been good this year. So those are guys, both with AFC backgrounds, obviously Van Ginkle with the Dolphins and Grenard with the Texans, who have faced the Ravens before. They have a sense of what's going on there. Blake Cashman is their most effective off-ball player. Their other two off-ball linebackers, they give them a little bit of pass rush juice, but they don't do much in terms of stopping the run. So Blake Cashman is a guy they need to make sure they climb and block in order to maximize those level two opportunities for Henry for first contact. They have all their key players back, and this was true last week as well, Lamar, Henry, Mitchell, Ricard, to do all of the things the Ravens do in terms of the combination of misdirection and power. They can use the counter. They can put Mitchell in and play some pony. They can use jet motion from a wide receiver to misdirect the defense. But generally speaking, they have a couple of off-ball linebackers who have some real problems taking bad read steps. And if they can start getting that to happen, once the Ravens start to get the opposing off-ball linebackers moving in the wrong direction, it basically is the death blow for a defense against the Ravens. We've seen that many times before. And we've seen it in particular from NFC opponents who don't face Lamar all that often. So hopefully this is something that that will make sense. I am a little concerned that Brian Flores has some familiarity with the with the Ravens in that regard. They need to not be afraid to play point-of-attack football. Point of attack football is ideal when seven are in the box. It's not really ideal when eight are in the box, but when seven are in the box and the opponent is giving you that opportunity to play point of attack football, they're encouraging you to do that in a sense. And they need to go after those inside linebackers. And this relates to both the run and the pass. Get them moving, use your misdirection, and then use the run or pass as appropriate. But that's my first item.
Yep, and I think the Ravens can take advantage of these quick run sets where they just run up to the offensive line or run up to the line and snap the ball because they are playing on the road and the Minnesota stadium can get very loud. So we need to take advantage of their miscommunication on defense. I think you do make a good point. Getting to the second level is always key, and I think last week we saw steps going into that right direction. I think LA is where we really started to see the Ravens offensive line gel a little bit more. And then as the weeks have progressed since then, we've seen them open more and more holes. And then with the superstar effect of Lamar, they're always going to be worried about him pulling the ball. So just that half second that they have to worry opens up even more holes for Derrick Henry. So I'm expecting the run game to continue to be a point of emphasis like we all expect. And do you think we'll see a lot of six offensive linemen this week in the run game?
I don't think it really helps to compress the offensive line like that. I think you're better off running out of 11 and 12 personnel looks and 21 when you want to play port or 12. It kind of depends on where Ricard is lined up. But if you want to run with a point of attack value of Ricard, then you can do that. And if you want to run out of 11 and use your misdirection to a greater degree, you can do that as well. I don't think nothing should be off the table in terms of what they throw at the Vikings.
Fair. So moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens 11 personnel versus the Vikings blitz look. We all know that the Ravens have had issues with the blitz in the past, notably that Miami game that Flores was a defensive coordinator. They tried to beat them with 11 in the game, but they just couldn't figure it out, whether it be not getting to the screen, not finding the right one-on-one matchup when they go all-out blitz. It's been an evolution since that game when we go against these blitz looks. So I think the Ravens are going to be well-prepared. I expect to see a lot of jailbreak screens in the beginning, and then once we really do get situated and understand what Flores is bringing, I think that in 11 personnel we can see a lot of big plays pop open, and then we're going to force Flores's hand into playing more conservative defense and probably opening it up a little more for the pass game short. So I think the Ravens have the blueprint, have the recipe to attack the blitz look from Minnesota. It really just depends on the offensive line not getting confused, communicating, and really trying to stay in their designated gaps when trying to cover these blitzes.
So I have one that's very similar. Mine is Lamar versus the blitz. So I'm going to go through these points, then we can have a little bit more back and forth on the topic in general. You're absolutely right about Flores 4 years ago, the big game in Miami that the Ravens lost 22-10 on Thursday night. Had been for a very long time the last time Lamar Jackson ever lost by two scores. That streak ended only this year against the Chiefs in terms of that start. But I do expect, regardless of how much they blitz, and they blitz about the second most in the NFL at 43.7%. So that's when they send 5+, as that is defined. You hear on this show off-ball blitzes, that doesn't necessarily relate to numbers directly. You could have a 4 or 5 where you have an off-ball blitz. But anyway, in an attempt to neutralize the run, I think Minnesota is going to crowd the line of scrimmage again, and they're going to resort to blitzes to stop both the run and the pass, and I think they'll be forcing Lamar to throw. So this is a game, you know, it's played on turf, and it ought to be one where Lamar could have a terrific game indoors if things go right. He has 136.4 passer rating and a 59% success rate when blitzed so far in 2025. That's great. And that you know, if all blitzes were created equal, he'd be in good shape. I think Brian Flores probably has a little more insight into where this is going. And the other thing I'll say about the free runners, and you kind of addressed this with regard to blitzes, staying in your gap and whatnot. There's a couple elements of this that are really important. The first is that they need to pick them up and they need to switch effectively, which is a matter of both maintaining awareness, but also maintaining proper depth. So one of the big things that when you're an offensive lineman, you have to hand off a stunter and whatnot, is you have to be properly depthized. You have to have the proper depth in order to take or hand off that stunt. It's usually the uncovered guy, the bubble player, who's going to have to pick that up, who has the greatest responsibility to maintain depth where it may not be natural for him to do so. So got to get in position to do that. The eligible receivers, this will often be Hill, need to pick up their share of blitzes. And then the last line of defense is always Lamar, moving around, navigating the pocket, and making a throw. And he still should be capable of making some extended throws in a game like this.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress, for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And he should certainly, if they are not careful, be in a position to have some very effective runs. And that is one of the reasons why I think that the Vikings will challenge him, is because I don't think that people are generally accepting the fact yet that Lamar is back and fully healthy. But he did have a nice run last week that should at least show people it's a possibility. He's got additional week to rest, and hopefully he's even better. I've got more to say on this, but I want to let you crack in here before I finish up.
Yeah, just a weird point to think that we're questioning Lamar's athleticism at this point, only because he's injured, obviously, but it's just a crazy conversation to think of. But you're 100% correct. I think it's really going to be crucial on the backs, Ricard, and the tight ends to really help the offensive line expedite their responsibilities and help them focus exactly what their assignment is, because it can be tough with Flores' defense. I saw last week they had a blitz right up the middle. They forced the center and the guard to go against one guy, and they had two guys running right up the middle, and the back missed the block, and then they got the sack on Goff. So stuff like that, we can't see that. I know Lamar is going to try and do his Houdini act, but if we can prevent him from having to do that, I think that's where we win the game. Honestly, to be frank, the most I want to see Lamar doing is drifting back and finding a wide open receiver in the back of the end zone like he did against Miami with that Boykin touchdown in the red zone. So,
we're talking like in 2019 now?
Exactly, yes, exactly. Yeah. That one where he was fading, and he threw it all the way back. Yep, that's the kind of stuff that I would rather see him do against the blitz than trying to juke people out and not having an open man wide open for him. So I think, where do you see the Ravens attacking this blitz? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about this a little more, and then I'll hopefully get to your question here. But the first thing is that Flores ran a lot of showed 7 at the line of scrimmage, sometimes even 8 in that game 4 years ago. And then they dropped in a lot of times from seven into a 5-2 look or 5-2 blitz. Now, what do I mean by that? That means of seven, they usually brought all the edge defenders, dropped two guys from the middle of the field, and Adam Butler, nose tackle in the league for a long time, had 18 coverage snaps in that game. 18 for a nose tackle. Yeah. It's ridiculous. We've occasionally seen the Ravens try these things where they drop from the inside and they continue to rush and try and get overloads on the outside so they can quickly make hay. In fact, the Michael Pierce interception was just such a play last year in his final regular season snap. But I would expect there's going to be some of that. And Lamar will have to be careful with the football to make sure those guys don't get their paws on it when they are dropping back into coverage. That can be very dangerous. And, you know, you don't create an easy situation necessarily to throw the ball, but it can be a situation also where Lamar needs to be cognizant of moving up in the pocket in the middle, and the guard in the center need to do a good job of cleaning up the rest of the traffic in there to give Lamar a little bit of additional time to throw through an unblocked lane. So I think that's one of the ways they'll try and attack it. And the other thing I'll say is that if they do rush seven, they take some of their weakest coverage players out of their mix, which isn't necessarily a big negative for them. Pace and Wilson are pretty good pass rushers from inside linebacker, but they're not good coverage assets. And their last coverage defender, whether that's a slot corner or an inside linebacker, is not a very effective coverage player. So I think the Vikings would be doing the Ravens a big favor if they drop seven all the time and just try to rush with four. I don't think that'll work for them. I think that they probably will have to adapt the strategy that most other teams have in facing Lamar Jackson this year, which is you got to come after him and see if he can negotiate what's trying to help. And so far, 14 touchdowns and one interception, a 136.4 passer rating or whatever it is right now, would tell you that he's getting the job done in that regard. And hopefully that'll continue this week.
Yeah, I believe it. And it really does. Well, segueing in my next point, the Ravens pass catchers versus the Minnesota DBs and linebackers, it's going to be crucial for them to get open, make space, especially on the initial snap, because if they're going to come with a blitz, then we don't have time for them to run down the field 10 yards and make a cut. We need them to get open now. So just situational awareness, Andrews, likely those are guys that have a feel for the game, especially over the middle for Lamar to get some easy throws. Really, I'm expecting Zay to have a big day if they can't be successful with the blitz and are forced to be a little more conservative. If they have to go man coverage, really, there's no DB that can cover Zay going across the middle. So I'm going to hope we can continue to see that. And on schedule throws is another emphasis. We saw a lot of nice on schedule throws last week, specifically one to Likely right over the middle. Lamar Jackson, turn around, turn your back, play action, and hit Likely right over the middle. Nice dart over the linebacker. So continuing to see throws like that, not waiting for the man to be open, throwing the guy open, finding the hole before it gets there, and then making sure that we can get a guy like Rashad Bateman involved. He seemed a little bit frustrated last week, especially with that first short throw that Lamar had to him and then the overthrow. It was nice to see him get that touchdown to help his day out a little bit, but a little more consistency getting the ball to Rashad. And let's see if Tez Walker can get up for this game. I mean, he's a threat at the receiver position. I mean, every time he touches the ball, it's a big play. So let's see if we can get him out there. Hopkins, hasn't really been an issue, but let's see what the rook can do or the young guy can do.
Yeah, and Hopkins is a very good receiver to potentially to have on the field against these kind of looks. He knows how to be the hot receiver when he needs to be. If the other team is playing what they normally do, which is almost like a sticks defense, even on first or second down, they're 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. They're very short. I mean, Hopkins is a guy who can run right up to the defensive back, turn and catch the ball, body him up, use his arms, just out physical him for that football. We haven't had too much trouble with. And the Ravens tight ends are a nightmare for the Minnesota secondary if they can get the ball with a head of steam as
especially guy Likely.
Yeah, like I mean, Likely has, you know, pretty decent speed, and Andrews has pretty decent physicality. I mean, yeah. I'll take either of them in terms of getting the ball. I'll take Charlie Kolar too to get a couple plays there. But
Kolar quietly having a nice 3-2 week span.
Yeah, yeah, nice. He's going to make himself some money over the rest of the season, because I think he's going to be gone. I hope the Ravens can retain one of this group, yeah. And then perhaps they have to make the decision on whether or not they're going to continue with Ricard, whether he's the answer for 2026. But I think at this point, it's Ricard or Ricard replacement, one of the three tight ends. And my guess is they'll try and make it be Likely, and yeah. then a heavy emphasis on the tight end position in the draft.
Yeah, I was hoping we could get Kolar on a Nick Boyle, Max Williams, cheaper deal, but yeah. He's looking like he's going to price himself out. Like yeah. Almost like a Josh Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. That's it'd be a very similar comp. Oliver had a lot more receiving experience with the Ravens, in particular in the 1 year, his last year before being signed.
He was already a veteran when he came to the team, too.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, great stuff, Frazier, as always. Tell us where people can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, if you'd like to do a film study short, the best time is going to be after the Thanksgiving game. I should have some opportunities after a Thursday game to fit a couple in. I saw one really good idea come across the air today, or come across Twitter today, about how much should we be ready to play Travis Jones? Somebody apparently from the New York Jets has written a big article about how Travis Jones can save the Jets defense, which now I'm really concerned about somebody with inside knowledge of the Ravens understanding how much he's worth. But anyway, if you have a similar idea, something you're passionate about, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.